Tonight's a teaching, Lesson 20, Daily Inventory. I'm a grateful believer in Jesus Christ, and with his help, I have victory over a lifelong addiction to pornography. My name is Paul. So, Lesson 20, Daily Inventory. As you will see, it's not necessarily daily, but we had to call it something. And this lesson is part of Principle 7 and Step 10. I'd like to read those and the verse for Step 10 together. Reserve a daily time with God for self-examination, Bible reading, and prayer in order to know God and his will for my life and to gain the power to follow his will. We continued to take personal inventory, and when we were wrong, promptly admitted it. So if you think you are standing firm, be careful that you don't fall. 1 Corinthians 10:12. So I'll read that again. So if you think you are standing firm, be careful that you don't fall. And I'd like to dwell on that verse for a minute. This verse tells us that we can think we are standing firm when we are not, and when we may be about to fall. So we need to be careful. The chapter of 1 Corinthians 10 warns us against falling into idolatry, against idols, which many of us have here. The passage refers to Numbers 25, a story of idolatry that cost the Israelites their lives. And let me read a part of Numbers 25. While Israel lived in Shittim, and I tried to avoid that pronunciation, but that's what it says. The people began to whore with the daughters of Moab. These invited the people to the sacrifices of their gods, and the people ate and bowed down to their gods. So Israel yoked himself with Baal of Peor, one of the gods. And the anger of the Lord was kindled against Israel, and the Lord said to Moses, "Take all the chiefs of the people and hang them in the sun before the Lord, that the fierce anger of the Lord may turn away from Israel." And Moses said to the judges of Israel, "Each of you kill those of his men who have yoked themselves to Baal of Peor." And behold, one of the people of Israel came and brought a Midianite woman to his family, and they were forbidden to marry other tribes. Brought this woman to his family in the sight of Moses and in the sight of the whole congregation of the people of Israel while they were weeping in the entrance of the tent of meeting. When the grandson of Aaron, the priest, saw it, he rose and left the congregation and took a spear in his hand and went after the man of Israel into the chamber and pierced both of them, the man of Israel and the woman, through her belly. And thus the plague on the people of Israel was stopped. Nevertheless, those who died by the plague were 23,000. It's a pretty amazing story. And back to 1 Corinthians 10. This is the context for our verse 12 that we just read, "Be careful lest you fall." Verse 7 to 10 back in 1 Corinthians 10 refers to this event that I just read about, saying this, "Do not be idolaters as some of them were, and 23,000 fell in a single day." And verse 11 says, "Now these things happened to them as an example, but they were written down for our instruction, on whom the end of the age has come." We are the ones at the end of the age. Jesus said to us in Matthew 28:19, "I'm with you always, even to the end of the age." And that's where we are now. And then verse 12, which we read, "Therefore let anyone who thinks that he stands take heed lest he fall." And then some good news comes after this, finally, for those of us who are believers. In verse 13, "God is faithful, and he will not let you be tempted beyond your ability. But with the temptation, he will also provide a way of escape that you may be able to endure it." I read this passage for a couple of reasons, apart from getting to say that word. Number one, I love the way the Bible cuts to the truth. No mincing of words. And number two, I love the way that the examples in the Old Testament are referred to in the New Testament. That's why a lot of Bibles have cross-references. I also love that God tells the reason he is telling this gruesome story so that we will receive instruction about being careful not to fall. It's an illustration of how verses can sometimes be seen out of context, and the context helps us to understand. Remember that this lesson is part of Principle 7. When you read the Bible and see the context, follow the trails with those cross-references, you'll find things like this that are deeper than just the verse itself. It helps direct your prayer, and it helps for you to know God's will for your life. So, daily inventory. Step 10 says that we continue to take an inventory, looking for ways that we're close to falling. As a reminder, when we do a regular inventory, several things come out. We remember things that hurt us, and we remember things where we hurt other people. And that leads us to making amends, and it leads us to offering forgiveness for the things that were done to us. And these lead us to freedom from our past. And they open us up to see and hear more from the Word of God when we read it. And that opens us up in our prayer. In a couple of weeks, we'll have a lesson on relapse. Doing the daily inventory process will help you see relapse coming. And to head it off before it happens. On your handout, the acrostic is ODP, which spells out ODP. ODIP. Let me give you those now. So O is for ongoing inventory, D is for daily inventory, and P is for periodic inventory. And before jumping into these, I want to talk a little bit about the value of keeping a journal. And why it might be helpful for our inventory process. Part of Principle 7 is to set aside a daily time for self-examination. And one way to do that is to create a journal and make an entry every day. When you do that, you can look back at it and you can see patterns in your life. Sometimes those patterns might lead you to understand you're heading for a fall and need to be careful. Start by writing down just one thing that happened that day that you're thankful for. That'll get you started. Ask your accountability partner or sponsor to help you be accountable for doing this writing every day if you want to start it. It took me forever, basically, to start doing a journal. I didn't like the idea of this. I didn't like the idea of free-flowing thoughts coming out of my head and what that might mean to me and so forth. But finally, I was convinced there must be something to this. I'm going to give it a shot. So I started on August 11, 2013. I've done it almost daily ever since, so now 6 years. And it's really been helpful to me. And I have seen patterns. I've gone back and looked. I've seen patterns. For me, not being a free thinker and not wanting to sit in front of a paper waiting for something to come out, I created some headings that I talk about every day in my journal. I'll just give you those. First one is Bible. I write down what passages I read that day. It keeps me honest on my daily reading. Right now I'm working on a 5-year reading plan. The next thing is other reading. So I write down other books I'm working on, whatever it happens to be. Usually, in this case, for me, it's been lately reading a lot of books on evangelism, how to share Christ. That's something I want to do, so I'm trying to learn things about that. My next heading, my third heading, is health. It's an important area to me, and particularly my weight. So I That's an interesting one to watch over time when you go back to your journal. And so that's been helpful to me. The next one is just other. And this is kind of a general area. Something I thought about today, something that happened today. I write down things that are happening, maybe where I'm needing to make amends or to needing to forgive. Then I write down the words spirit walk. And for me, what that triggers in my mind is, where am I with respect to God? How am I walking in my daily life? That's and I just write a word like strong or weak or maybe a note. Then I have a heading, gratitude. I added this one after a couple of years because I actually realized there's some talk about gratitude in the lessons, and I never think about gratitude. I might have it, but I don't recognize it, I guess. I don't know. I was weak in that area. So I put in this heading, gratitude, and I try to write down one thing I'm grateful for every day, usually about people in my life or about something that happened. And the last line I write in, the last heading, is called spiritual goals. And I usually feel like I need to pray more often, love God more, things like that, things that I need to have set as a goal for my spiritual walk. That's kind of complicated. That's me. I write those out every day and then fill them in. And it just keeps me focused on writing. But you can do anything you want. I think a lot of people are good at writing free-thinking thoughts, and that's good too. Just do it is the key here. Another helpful thing in this process is to memorize some scripture. Memorize the fruits of the Spirit listed in Galatians 5, 22, 20, and 30, 23. They're faithfulness, goodness, gentleness, joy, kindness, love, peace, patience, and self-control. I had to memorize them in alphabetical order because I can't think differently than that. But that's just me. But anyway, it also messes me up when I quote them for some people. But I mean, it helped me memorize. So ask yourself, was in this order, faithfulness, was I faithful today? Did I notice self-control shining through me from the Spirit? Did others see joy in me? Did I feel joy? Did my recovery help me with peace? And then pray about these things. Remember that this list of fruits of the Spirit is not a to-do list. Rather than figuring out how you're going to do joy or do self-control, just begin to pray something like, God, surprise me today with joy, or surprise me with self-control, because Lord, I know that you can make it happen and I cannot. And then, what did I do today that might require me to make amends? What happened today that I need to forgive? And make a plan to clear that ASAP, or at least as soon as possible. God gave us the great commandment in Matthew 22:37-40. Love the Lord your God with all your heart, soul, and mind, and love your neighbor as yourself. Memorize that one. Ask yourself about your success or failure to live according to those words. So again, the title lesson is Daily Inventory, but the lesson doesn't say that you have to do it daily or that you have to do it at all. The only time you have to do it is when you want the next day to be better than today. Like my dentist said, I only have to floss the teeth that I want to keep. So now to the acrostic. The O is for ongoing inventory. So this one you're just taking all the time. You're observing your life as you go through it, and you're keeping notes if you want to through the day. As you learn that you've offended someone, clear that up with an amends. If you spot self-control, make a note. That one really surprises me sometimes. Or you can try and remember, but you may not. Keep it balanced with good and bad. You need to know when good stuff happens and when bad stuff happens. Ongoing inventories help with keeping the slate clean. If you say something offensively to your boss, which I have done, and then just storm out of his office, it's good to stop, to turn around, and stick your head back in the door and say, "Sorry, I said that like that." That usually pays off. Pay attention to your day and to your communications and your actions. Praise God right away and make amends right away. God cares about both. So the D is for a daily inventory. This could be as simple as keeping the journal, like I described. With this one, you would think through the day at the end of the day, like bedtime, or any other time that works for you. You'd want to think about back about where you might have harmed someone or where you might have acted out in anger or fear, and stay balanced by thinking about things that you did good as well. Your journal could become a method for doing this inventory. List the things that you need to do, and then the actions you might need to do. And again, get help from your sponsor or your accountability partner to keep you accountable towards doing this process and also for making these amends and doing these forgiveness things. And then the P is for periodic inventory. With this one, you take time to evaluate over a longer period, probably every 3 months. Get away on a mini retreat, even if that's at Starbucks. Hopefully you'll have been journaling. You could take that with you. You could look over the last 90 days of your journal and look for patterns developing that may cause you to want to do something. It may cause you to lead you to relapse or bad habits. Talk to God about what you're seeing, and then consider sharing that with your small group on Wednesday night. Your handout lists two key verses near the bottom, and I'll just read those. Intelligent people think before they speak. What they say is then more persuasive, Proverbs 16:23. And then a word of encouragement does wonders, Proverbs 12:25. And then one other verse that I picked up out of the step study book in the daily inventory lesson is Ephesians 4:29. It's not in your bulletin. Do not let any unwholesome talk come out of your mouths, but only what is helpful for building others up according to their needs, that it may benefit those who listen. That's Ephesians 4:29. You can memorize all of these. They can help you remember them. Obviously, memorizing helps you remember them. But. And then at the bottom of your handout, there's a daily action plan. We'll go over that. Number one, continue to take one of these inventories, ongoing, daily or periodic. Two, summarize the events of your day in your journal. Three, read and memorize one of the step 10 verses listed above, or the Galatians 5:22 to 23 list of fruits of the Spirit. And four, work all the steps and principles to the best of your ability. Principle 7 has changed my life for the better, more than I would have ever thought. It was the first of the principles that attracted me, because when I first came, I wanted to do things by myself, and that was one I could clearly do by myself, so I could start in on it. Without having to go to a step study or anywhere else. So that's not the best way to get started, but that's what happened with me. Set aside time in the Word, in prayer, and in self-examination. That will change you too. Set up a plan and get started. You don't even need a sponsor to do these things, like me. Just start. And also, it's good to connect with an accountability partner to share how this is going. Please also notice the leader's focus question at the bottom of your page there. It says, how can doing a daily inventory help you to be careful that you don't fall? Think about that and share about that in your small group as we head out. So let's pray. God, thank you for the way that you're walking us through steps and principles. These are inspired by you. We know, we see the scriptures, and we can feel that you're behind these. We just pray that Jesus Christ walks with us as we work these steps. Pray that each of us will attempt to do journaling and do daily inventories, periodic inventories. Be with us, God, as we head out the rest of this evening. I pray all these things in Jesus' name. Amen.